This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Just how much of the Great Reset has already dug its blood-soaked talons into modern civilization?
Standing up for our people in Canada, we will have a government under my leadership that works for Canadians, and I will ban all my ministers from any involvement in the World Economic Forum.
I've got a message for all illegals. If you don't want to be pushed back, if you don't want to be arrested, if you don't want to be shot, don't come to our borders. Do not come to the Polish border. Then you're safe. It's not us. It's not our police who came up to beat you up, to push you, or to arrest you. It's you who tried to break the law on our land.
Even though churches, gyms, schools, weddings, funerals, stay-at-home orders, curfews, mask mandates, vax mandates, and every business closed except big corporate chains like Walmart and big tech thriving and the biggest transfer of wealth, they'll credibly say we were never actually really locked down. That's what then they're redefining it in real time as we speak.
The signs of sabotage are numerous and widespread as the vultures of Great Reset tyranny circle a sickened and angered populace that is on track for a mass starvation event in the very near future.
It was an article on the UN website. Per the UN, about 860 million people could starve to death in the next 24 months, almost a billion.
So in the next 24 months?
Yeah.
People depend on you for what's left of the food. You control them. Where food is abundant and cheap, you do not control them. Where energy is cheap and abundant, you do not control them. Scarcity equals dependency equals control. And that's why they're targeting the food chain, they're targeting the energy supply, they're targeting everything.
French President Emmanuel Macron's country has been flooded with the United Nations self-proclaimed replacement migration, regardless of what the propaganda denying its existence would have you believe. Macron is now priming the pump for energy crises and food shortages as the World Economic Forum once again tightens its grip on the neck of the French people.
What we are living through is a time of great upheaval. Firstly, because we are witnessing, and not just since this summer, but over the past few years, the end of what we might have seen as abundance.
Disgraced California Governor Gavin Newsom has said the quiet part out loud, pushing California towards a goal of zero emissions by 2035 and 30% or 14 million of California's drivers into electric vehicles within 4 years. Currently, there are roughly just a mere 1 million driving electric vehicles in the golden state of liberal lunacy.
In the next 15 years, we will eliminate in the state of California the sales of internal combustion engines.
Extreme heat will grip much of the state through the Labor Day weekend. This morning, Governor Gavin Newsom is laying out ways you can stay safe and prevent putting a strain on the electrical grid over the upcoming days. Let's listen in.
We voluntarily ask you to do a little bit more to help us get through the next week or so, and to turn interestingly up a little bit the thermostat at home to 78 degrees. Try to pre-cool earlier in the day the home. Try not to use too much electricity in those key hours, and the key hours are between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m.
When Biden himself has blazed an unprecedented trail torching our constitutional republic.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
For those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun.
We are watching right now a very radical and extreme Republican Party mirror what we have seen in other places like Nazi Germany, like other places like the Bolsheviks.
if we are not able to ask skeptical questions, to interrogate those who tell us that something is true, to be skeptical of those in authority, then we're up for grabs for the next charlatan, political or religious, who comes ambling along.
John Barrett.
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
California is in the lead, can show the rest of the nation how it is done.
Warning just coming in from CAISO, who runs the power grid in the state. They say they expect demand for electricity to outpace supply tomorrow. And they say that means rolling blackouts are likely. They've issued a flex alert from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow night.
And during the flex alert, again, you are asked to set your thermostat to 78 degrees or higher, avoid using major appliances, and turn off all unnecessary lights.
California and many other western states are experiencing simply unprecedented temperatures. In fact, this heat wave is on track to be both the hottest and the longest on record for the state and many parts of the west for the month of September. Californians, you've stepped up to help in a big way to keep the lights on so far. But we're heading to the worst part of this heat wave, and the risk for outages is real and it's immediate. These triple-digit temperatures throughout much of our state are leading, not surprisingly, to record demand on the energy grid. Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days. Individuals, the state, industries, business, all doing their part to help reduce strain on the grid. Now, here's specifically what you can do. In the early morning hours, particularly tomorrow and the next day or so, pre-cool your home. Run your air conditioning earlier in the day when more power is available. And we encourage you to close your windows and blinds to keep your home cool as well. And today and tomorrow afternoon after 4 p.m., in particular 4 p.m., please turn your thermostat up to 78 degrees or higher and avoid, to the extent possible, using any really large appliances. You can visit flexalert.org to learn more about what you can do. Californians, you've rallied before, and we can do it again. Keep it up.
And this is what is expensive, because in these peak demands, the expensive gas comes into the market. So what we have to do is flatten the curve and avoid the peak demands. We will propose a mandatory target for reducing electricity use at peak hours, and we will work very closely with the member states to achieve this.
3-year prison sentences in European countries now if you tamper with the smart thermostat that they put in your house that we told you would do this. And now in Colorado and California, in New York, they're taking control of your thermostats for the, quote, smart grid. Told you it was all coming. And, you know, that's what's the most frustrating about this is they cut off thousands of power plants. They cut the energy grid. They get rid of the pipelines. Then they say it's global warming. Remember, global warming caused the Wuhan virus, though they cooked it up and released it. Everything's the global warming. That's why the world's going to end. They've told you in 2030. Because they're ending the world as we know it. They are bureaucratically through the corporations, squeezing everyone to bankrupt us so we're under their control. That's a fact. Now, it was Enron 30 years ago came up with a global warming carbon tax plan. That's on record. And it was Enron that would put up the fake computer programs and show members of Congress and legislators that came to do tours when some days they make up to $3 billion extra back then in the 90s, that was like $10, $15 billion a day extra. By gouging people, saying there wasn't enough power having rolling blackouts, they found people would accept much higher energy bills. So they're robbing you while they bankrupt you to control you. It's unbelievable. They fly around on private jets but say you shouldn't have a car. They live in palatial mansions and have 5-6 kids, but you shouldn't have air conditioning. They are cutting off our society, and they write textbooks about it. They brag about it. I've written books on it. I've made films on it years ago. Wrote a book talking about this 20 years ago. Made a film on it 15 years ago. It's an exact plan. It's a program. And they tell you, 15 days to flatten the curves. Just stay in your house 15 days. Some areas of the world, it was 2 years. They tried to keep it permanent. And then what did they say about 6 months ago? They said, we're done with COVID for now. We're going to move on to global warming and carbon credits and all the rest of it. But first, we've got to artificially cut the energy off to train people to accept this new austerity. And Macron says the end of prosperity is here. The end of plenty is here. The end of the good times are here. You will eat bugs. You will own nothing. You will have nothing, and you will like it. This is all a giant test, as I said. California is leading the way for the rest of America, and it's lockstep with the Bilderberg Group spokesperson, Klaus Schwab, and the World Economic Forum. It's the same program in Australia, the same program in New Zealand, the same program in France, in Germany, in the Netherlands, in Italy, in the UK, in Canada, in the U.S., the same big corporations thinking we're so stupid that they start cutting off the energy supply, charging you more for what's left, and then telling you that it's global warming that caused it. But in Europe, they can't push that lie. This is not the hottest temperatures in California history. It's the fourth highest reported since the 1950s. I looked the numbers up. That's why Gavin Newsom was very careful. He's a good liar. He said, we're on track to have the hottest September on record, with 24 days left in the month. Remember they said England's had the hottest temperatures on record? Turned out they've had at least 10 years again since the 1950s that were way hotter, up to 3 degrees a day hotter. Lies, 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 lies. Right as California passes the ban on gas cars, right as all this comes in, 2 months ago they banned the sale already of any small combustion engine. Lawnmowers, golf carts, weed eaters, all of it. And the power to control technology is the power to control us all. We have thousands of years of coal, thousands of years of oil, and now they're making their move for artificial scarcity, feudalism, to make you poor and easily under their control. Cheap energy means freedom. Inexpensive food means freedom. Mobility. But they write all their big UN reports up, going back to 1996 and before, saying, if we can simply make people spend half their money on energy and food, they'll have no discretionary income to be politically upward mobile. And I've got reports, video clips out of the German government saying, we're going to play coming up, the craft businesses, small restaurants, haircutting salons, maid services are non-essential. Only big box stores will be allowed to operate. It is the big box stores. It is the big tech companies who are waging war on the small businesses. And they just throw it in your face because they've got the public demoralized. They've already got the public in Stockholm Syndrome, at least half the public. And so now they're pressing it. 15 days flattened curve. Power comeback. But if you read the UN and the WEF report from 2 days ago, they said, 10 years of no power. It's a beautiful transition that we're all part of. Then meanwhile, told you about this weeks ago, but now it's in the news. UN Education Agency launches war on conspiracy theories. A month ago, the WEF says we've hired 130,000 info warriors to counter Alex Jones and others, proud to be named. And then 2 weeks later, the UN announces, and now it's in the news, that the UN is going to challenge conspiracy theories. if you question elections, if you question open borders, if you talk about replacement migration that's on their own website, if you talk about the shots not working, if you talk about lockdowns being wrong, you will be fined, you will be arrested. Switzerland faced up to 3 years in prison for violating heating and cooling rules. It's all here. And if the public's dumb enough to accept it and dumb enough to go along with it, we deserve what we get. But that's what's so frustrating, is that we know what this is. We know this plan. This is the Great Reset. This is the Great Transition. This is the New World Order. They want you poor. They want you dependent. They want you all on the universal basic income. And now they've announced, oh, the world's collapsing. There's no energy. Oh, because of COVID. No, because of the COVID lockdowns they launched. And Klaus Schwab said 2.5 years ago, next will be the climate crisis. We will have the climate lockdowns. And I'm like, they're going to do it in a couple of years. And here we are. And it's happening. The Austin Bergstrom Airport, last time I checked, still doesn't have power. That damn thing's hooked into the critical grid. They shut it off. They do it on purpose. The feds ordered 2 years ago for the Texas freeze to not up the power output and shut the power off. This is criminal. This is terrorist. This is the Extinction Rebellion at the government level. And we need Congress and others to stand against.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
As we've often noted on this show, because it's hard not to notice, we are living in one of those moments where so much is happening all at once, and information about it all is so tightly controlled that huge history-changing events can occur, and in fact are occurring right now, and nobody seems aware of them. It's pretty unsettling, actually. Here's one example. Europe is descending into poverty. Did you know that? Had someone told you that? So the most advanced continent on the planet, the birthplace of Western civilization, our civilization, is getting much poorer very quickly. It's moving backward at high speed. Just a year ago, Europe was a modern place. For example, the overwhelming majority of Europeans heated their homes with natural gas, as modern people do. In Germany, the continent's richest country, only about 6% of households, most of them rural, heated with cordwood. And you'd expect that given that, again, Germany is a modern industrialized country with central heating and indoor plumbing and all the other trappings of a society that has moved beyond the medieval period. Last year, only about 6% of Germans used wood to heat their homes, but that has changed dramatically. Demand for firewood in Germany has risen so fast that there is none left to buy. You can't get it. So desperate Germans are now cutting their own wood, scouring the forest like their ancestors for sources of heat. Watch.
Some in Germany are taking matters into their own hands with solutions that might look like a blast from the past. About 2 hours outside Berlin, residents of this small town have turned to wood chips for fuel. We have to be innovative, said the project's organizer. If we don't act and just rely on the government to solve the crisis, we'll never succeed. This burner will soon fuel most of this village of 60 people.
So they call it biomass, but it's wood. They're burning wood, again, as they did during the feudal period. That's Germany. In Poland, families are standing in line for days to buy coal. Not in 1910, right now, tonight. Cars queued up outside coal mines hoping for fuel. Quote, this is beyond imagination, one 57-year-old Polish man told Reuters. People are sleeping in their cars. I remember the communist times, but it didn't cross my mind that we could return to something even worse. Oh, but it's come. Something even worse has arrived. The French government has announced energy rationing this winter. Just the other day, France had so much energy that it exported it to other countries. It was a net exporter of energy. Now, there won't be enough heat in France for everyone in the country to stay warm. In the UK, 70% of restaurants are preparing to close, to go under. Why? Because when winter comes, they won't be able to afford to keep the heat and lights on, etc., etc. This is happening across Europe in every country. So the question is, why is it happening? And the answer is extremely simple. There's an energy shortage in Europe. Cheap energy is essential. It is the key to everything that a normal society strives for. Prosperity, safety, a longer life expectancy for its citizens. Everything depends on cheap energy, but Europe no longer has it. And as a result, things are falling apart very quickly. Energy costs in Europe are expected to increase by hundreds of percent in coming months. Germany's year-ahead price of electricity, that's the benchmark for all of Europe, it's measured in euros per megawatt hour, that price just exceeded 1,000 euros for the first time in history. For perspective, just a week ago, last Monday, the cost was about 700 euros per megawatt hour, and that was a record. In other words, the price rise is approaching 50% in a single week. In France, electricity went up 25% in one day. That was last Friday. Imagine that happening to you. Here's what Europe looks like tonight.
In Europe, it's lights out at major monuments and tourist attractions as a long, hot summer gives way to what officials worry could be a bitterly cold winter. Skyrocketing energy prices have put Europe on a war footing, with Russia as the enemy.
Nous sommes dans ce qu'on appelle une guerre hybride.
We're in what can be described as a hybrid war, said French President Emmanuel Macron. Russia uses energy resources, like it does food, as a war weapon to exert pressure. Oil prices have doubled, coal prices have quadrupled, and natural gas is now 7 times more expensive than early last year.
7 times more expensive. So it turns out, if you don't have cheap natural gas, you can't run the continent. Now, if you've got a graduate degree and live in a city in the United States, you may be shocked to learn this. You may never have heard this before. You may have believed that fossil fuels were on their way out any day now. And you thought that because the Davos people and our own leaders assured us of that for decades. They told us that green energy was the future, and the future is here. It's here. As recently as last month, the World Economic Forum claimed that Europe could save, quote, $1 trillion in fossil fuel costs by switching to renewables. But it turns out, and this may not shock you, they had no clue what they were talking about. They knew nothing about the subject they talked about endlessly. Green energy cannot replace fossil fuels. Not now, not anytime soon. Fossil fuels remain what they have always been, the key to civilization. That is true now. That has been true since Homo erectus started the first cooking fire in a cave nearly 1 million years ago. So-called green energy is not close, is nowhere near replacing gas and oil and coal. It's measurable. We could have known this. Anyone with 8th grade math skills could have figured out in about 10 minutes that we cannot replace fossil fuels with renewables or green energy. And of course, they must have known that. When they told you otherwise, it was just posturing. It was childish and destructive fantasy talk that apparently fooled millions of their citizens and millions of ours. The Green New Deal means what it always meant. It means poverty. And the people pushing the Green New Deal must have known that all along. They don't actually believe climate change is an imminent threat. If they actually believe climate change was an imminent threat, an existential emergency, the first thing they would have done, the very first, would be to ban private jets. Oh, but no. To this day, Al Gore still flies on private jets. Barack Obama owns tens of millions of dollars of beachfront property. He knows the oceans aren't rising. Come on. So they're all in on it. It's a scam, but they don't care, because they know they personally will escape the consequences of their own policies. So when the French president announces that his people are facing the end of abundance, he's not talking about himself. He's not facing the end of abundance. None of them are. Macron and all of them understand they will always be rich and always be protected. They know that for certain. What's changed, what's so very interesting, is that suddenly everyone else who's been paying attention can see that they were lying. They are frauds, and the entire population of Europe now knows that. Donald Trump, to his credit, whatever you think of him, caught on to this early. 4 years ago, Trump warned Europe about its energy future during his speech at the United Nations. The German delegation laughed at him. Remember this?
Germany will become totally dependent on Russian energy if it does not immediately change course. Here in the Western Hemisphere, we are committed to maintaining our independence from the encroachment of expansionist foreign powers. It has been the formal policy of our country since President Monroe.
All right, folks. So the reason I aired a large part of Tucker Carlson's monologue is because he's one of the only national figures that'll tell you the truth and say this is premeditated by design. This is being held hostage. This is total control. This is war. Cutting people's energy off is war. They tell you it's global warming. No, they've cut the power plants off. They've done it all and premeditatedly put smart meters in your house to control everything and now put you in jail in many areas if you don't do what they say. It's a technocracy. It's the next stage of big tech tyranny, and it must be stopped now.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things.
Turbo Force is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. Brain Force Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This Brain Force Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, Brain Force Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This is what is expensive, because in these peak demands, the expensive gas comes into the market. So what we have to do is flatten the curve and avoid the peak demands. We will propose a mandatory target for reducing electricity use at peak hours, and we will work very closely with the member states to achieve this.
The worst part of the 2 weeks to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. Told you 2.5 years ago they would run the exact same propaganda for climate change. How did I know that? People freak out. They say he's an insider. He works for him. No, they give speeches and write books and white papers about it. And nothing is more frustrating than sitting here watching them do this and to be under massive attack for telling the truth, and the public still won't get what's going on. But the politicians, the so-called Republican leaders at the state houses and the cities that aren't under full Democrat control, they know what's going on, and they're not bucking the trend because they've been paid off as well. There is a handful of people in Congress even talking about this. You hear Ted Cruz talking about it? No, Ted Cruz called the January 6th protesters terrorists. Ted Cruz is a Benedict Arnold and an enemy of this country. Josh Hawley, Rand Paul, they're good people. But I got to tell you, they're going to rape the hell out of us, ladies and gentlemen. They're already raping us. And we sit here and we put up with it. America will be one giant blue city. One giant feces, needle-filled, homeless-filled, powerless system, just like third world dictatorships. And that's what they're doing to the American people. Here is the German economic minister, the head of the economy, Habeck, says he can imagine parts of the economy will simply stop producing for the time being. He went on to say bakeries, craft businesses, oh, see, they're not essential. Craft, you little people. Cleaning companies, oh, you don't get your house clean anymore. They can just stop producing this year. But they don't go insolvent because they're going to get a bailout. They don't work into the red because the government gives them a dole. That's the universal basic income. And then, of course, they don't come back after that. But you take a year vacation, you never come back. But all you remember is you thought you got a free year. There's no free lunch, just like the, quote, student loan bailout, the student loan forgiveness. They give you a worthless education with most degrees, and then they bail you out, but it causes massive inflation. This is total and complete, absolute enslavement. And their answer is censor us. UN Education Agency launches war on conspiracy theories. California now in a flex alert. What does that mean? Well, we're going to control your thermostats and cut your power off. But why was it caused? Not cutting off the power plants, not restricting their energy. No, climate change overwhelmed California's power grid. Now they say don't charge your electric cars. And they're introducing everybody to this authoritarian model with real-time analysis spying on your appliances. But don't worry, they're going to save you from the problem that they have created. During a flex alert, what do? Unplug unused items. Use less for cooling. Turn off all unnecessary lights. Avoid using major appliances. Set thermostat at 78 if health permits. And they say prepare for rolling blackouts. And they blame global warming. Swiss face up to 3 years in prison for violating heating rules. People in Switzerland who violate the country's new heating rules, which forbids setting the temperature above 19 Celsius or 66 degrees in the cooler months, will face up to 3 years in prison. See the full report by Tucker Carlson at Infowars.com. Tucker Carlson warns elites are making things worse on purpose. Yes, driving us into submission. California activates four gas generators for the first time as electric grid suffers major defeat, because that's because they overdid it. Now they just want to have a control collapse. But they've got to supply government buildings. Energy Secretary, California is the lead. It's the example of what we're going to do in the rest of the country. And it goes on and on and on. And what happened when California said use less power? Just like when they said don't get too much toilet paper, everybody went out and bought it. People are now turning the thermostats down even lower because they've turned the public into what they are themselves. And now they're coming for your car. And they're not going to ever produce enough electric vehicles. They're not going to have power for your vehicles. They just want you to understand as they get rid of your cars, oh, we're doing it with this new replacement, but there is no replacement. They told us they were just getting rid of your cars. You wouldn't put up with it. But what else do we have here on the stack that ties into all this? We have video of the line at one of the water distribution centers this morning in Jackson, Mississippi. The government said they can't comply with the new federal regulations on water plants that Bill Gates helped write. And so you just won't have running water anymore. Not water you got to boil, but you just won't have running water maybe forever, they say. And then Australia, falling in line. Major banks now rolling out the National ID app, linking it to all information in one easy access file, accessing your government. Accessible to government to spy on you. Your vaccine passport didn't set you free. It opened the door to tyranny. You can go see the video on that right there on screen. But let's go to what I mentioned, because unlike mainstream news, when we make an accusation, we show it. Here's the economic minister, the head of the economy, Minister Habeck. Can imagine parts of the economy will simply stop producing for the time being. And who is it? Craft businesses, the evil ones. Small restaurants, children's nurseries, plant nurseries, small farms. Oh, we're banning your cows. Get the picture now? All-out war against the little guy. Here he is.
Aber rechnen Sie mit einer Insolvenzwelle am Ende dieses Winters?
Nein, das tue ich nicht. Ich kann mir vorstellen, dass bestimmte Branchen einfach erstmal aufhören zu produzieren. Nicht insolvent werden, aber ich meine, im Moment komme ich nicht mehr dazu, Brötchen einzukaufen.
Aber rechnen Sie mit einer Insolvenzwelle am Ende dieses Winters?
Nein, das tue ich nicht. Ich kann mir vorstellen, dass bestimmte Branchen einfach erstmal aufhören zu produzieren. Nicht insolvent werden.
And again, he goes on to say, universal basic income, and it's only going to be the craft businesses, the small ones. And yeah, you don't need to have restaurants. You don't need to have your house cleaned. You don't need to have your clothes cleaned. They're getting rid of it all, folks, because you're non-essential. The exact same attack you saw with the COVID hoax, the COVID fraud, the COVID power grab, now you see it again. They're hitting you with poison shots. They're hitting you with open borders. They're hitting you with shipping drugs in. They're hitting you promoting pedophilia. They're at war with you. This is a new type of war, an extermination war. And then once the whole economy collapses and the universal basic income won't buy anything anymore, then you're sent to forced labor camps, which they're building all over the world. COVID centers and emergency centers, and they said in Australia and Canada this year, you know, we may use these for political distance. We may use these during economic collapse. So, oh, it's a COVID camp. Now it's a camp. Concentration camps being built everywhere. It's really happening. There's really men and women sports. There's really Satanism being promoted. This is a real evil takeover. The bad guys are in control. We're going to come back and tie it in. The latest economic news, military news, police state news, lawlessness news, and more today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Globalist so obsessed with human sacrifice of children and pedophilia. He's done a big historical research on it, and I was thinking about him a few weeks ago, and a lot of mainstream news was admitting this and saying that humans were going back to this and that cannibalism is coming back. The New York Times and others were saying how wonderful this is. Why does this happen throughout history over and over again? What is the cycle? And why do the establishment so-called elites push it? That's coming up next hour. But let me continue with the design collapse of civilization. And how the globalists are multinationalists and are shutting down Europe and the United States and the UK and Australia and New Zealand. U.S. losing dominance as Asia clout grows. Russia boosts sovereignty. Highlights of Putin's EEF speech. That's what's happening. Russia's making record profits right now. We're collapsing. Civilian-military relations under extreme strain. Former Pentagon leader says, as America's turn against the military is now seen as a woke instrument of tyranny. Our military is not bad. The people running it are bad, but this is part of the divide and conquer plan. It's like our police aren't bad. It's the policies that are bad. And then when the cops do bad things under policy, they try to blame the average cop to put even more globalist control in. Here's an example of what I mentioned earlier with the power outages by design. Austin Bergstrom International Airport loses power, canceling flights and frustrating flyers. They know there's not enough power generation. They've been cutting it off in Texas, California, every other state for at least a decade under Obama. And then the bureaucracy tried to continue under Trump, but Trump slowed it. Now in the last 20 months under Biden, it has gone into overdrive, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute, total, complete overdrive. These are all simulation tests to train everybody to accept this. All the critical infrastructure, electricity, stays on. So, that's where our world is on that front. The good news is Americans are waking up, a big national poll. Majority believe Biden's Make America Great Again extremist speech, a dangerous escalation rhetoric designed to incite conflict, close quote. So people really understand what Operation Matador is. And then we've got Kathy Griffin warned civil war if voters elect Republicans in November, says they're going to attack. It's always these people that are self-appointed to run our lives. And you think cutting the powers off, you think cutting the power off is bold? Look at all this news. Americans demand answers to blood clot crisis expanding nationwide. And we've got statistics of every Western country taking Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, and AstraZeneca shots, because they're all designed to do the same thing, causing massive blood clots, heart attacks, myocarditis, strokes, you name it. Americans demand answers to blood clot crisis expanding nationwide as high school athletes, college athletes, young people drop dead in massive numbers. U.S. District Court orders Biden officials to turn over big tech collusion docs, including Dr. Fauci. Yeah, you could say big tech has a right to censor. They really don't, because they've got section of law that makes them a utility, which gives them immunity from lawsuits. But you can't collude with the government on what you're going to censor. Example, the Hunter Biden laptop. And the FBI said, oh, we censor all the time. We tell them what to censor all the time. That's our job, controlling what Americans say, what Americans do. So this is the unbelievable crossroads we're at. I mentioned this yesterday, but I just want to go back to this because this really illustrates everything. I saw this in the Chicago Tribune, and I found it hard to believe, so I went and pulled up the legislation that's law, that was put into law last year and now is going into effect in Illinois, non-detainable offenses under the Safety Act, which is in line with Soros and prosecutors he's put in around the country, right here in Austin, up in Fort Worth, Texas, they put in the district attorney. And remember that young black man, 16 years old, shot three other people, wounding them at the school? He was let out of jail the next morning, and they said, well, we have a program where minorities don't get prosecuted. That's a real story. Same thing happens in Austin. It's not to protect black people. It's to create lawlessness. Non-detainable offenses under the Safety Act. Second-degree murder. You're released without bond the next day. Drug-induced homicide. Killing somebody with a drug you give them. Arson. Hey, burn somebody's house down. That's not a big deal. You saw the mostly peaceful protests. $2 billion in damage plus. Aggravated battery. Kidnapping. Hey, what's wrong with kidnapping? Burglary, robbery, intimidation, aggravated DUI, aggravated fleeing and eluding, drug offenses, threatening a public official, and the list goes on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the legislation. The Safety Act, ICJIA, now law in Illinois. That's Soros in control of your government. And yeah, that doesn't sound real, does it? Like government purposely shutting down power plants for power outages, or government opening up the borders and allowing giant child smuggling, or the government, I see it all the time, releasing people caught with pounds of fentanyl. And I know people, a lot of people that have died from fentanyl. But it's all just done in your face. Because they're killing us with poison shots. Of course they're turning the power off. Of course they're dissolving the borders. Of course they're promoting drag queen pedophile time. Because they are at war with us and are bringing down the civilization to force an apocalyptic population collapse. And imagine being the average moron going along with this. But what's worse is, imagine being a power structure member who thinks you're going to get more control and power out of this when 99.9999% of people are going to be destroyed by this. And what elite would want to get rid of checks and balances and due process when authoritarian regimes always start overthrowing the bosses, and there's a cascade of the bosses being thrown overthrown, and that creates even more instability. That's why they operate from globalist committee, so there's never anybody too powerful. But that's not going to work out either. This is a nightmare takeover. I mean, this is such a horrible situation, and it makes my head spin that we're in the middle of this. But what everybody needs to know is the social contract that we all work together for a better good has been broken by design. Now they use the remnants of the social contract or some vague religious belief in it to do what you're told. Stay in your house. Wear a mask. Turn down your thermostat. Get rid of your car. Don't go on vacation. We have a complex economy designed for all of the fun things we do. It doesn't hurt the environment on average. But by them saying it hurts the environment, it gives them the moral authority to decide who can operate a business, who can travel, who can live, and they admit that's the plan. That's why it's more important than ever to support independent media. That's why it's more important than ever to support local grassroots mom-and-pop businesses. That's why you should go out of your way to eat at a mom-and-pop, or go to a small cleaner's, or go to a small maid service, or go to a small haircutting place. We've all got to stop using big corporations as much as possible because they're not trying to make money. They're trying to create a monopoly for social control. This is a big banker-controlled cult. Now, got this big guest coming up. It's going to be very powerful information. His research is spot on. We're going to be talking to this author, Mr. Urban, coming up in the next segment. But separately, we need your support. Plus, we've got amazing products you need. And the great news is, this came out a year and a half ago. Highest quality green capsules, big old bottle filled to the brim with the highest quality concentrates of all the known, not just wheatgrass, but so much more, like flax sprouts, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic guanano sprout, organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa, and a bunch of other key enzymes. So good for your digestive tract. So good for all your health, your immune system. It is 50% off. Green fiber, finally back in after a year being sold out. We got it in a year and a half ago. It sold out very quickly. It is back at InfoWarsStore.com. Green fiber capsules made with organic concentrates at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139 to call and order over the phone. 888-253-3139. And yes, some of our fan favorites are back. Brain Force Plus is a good, clean nootropic that lasts about 5-6 hours, doesn't give you a come down, is really a great way to focus. So good for your body. Brain Force Plus, only the best ingredients. It's back in stock. It's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Excuse me, BrainForce Plus is 50% off, not 25% off, back in stock, 50% off, and for a limited time, supercharge your mind, the powerful new BrainForce Ultra, which has been sold out, it is 25% off, and how it's different is, it hits in like 10, 15 minutes, dissipates in 2 to 3 hours, so you can take it later in the evening and still sleep, in my experience, other people's experience. Very special formula, nobody else has it, BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. Hour number three, straight ahead.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.